Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He already looks like he did pre-injury. Remember, week 4, Chargers game, unfortunately the interception, and on the return, Rashee Rice had a very, very serious knee injury, took him out the rest of the season. And the hope is, obviously, he's ready to go week 1, both from an injury perspective, but also that there's not a suspension. We shall see about the suspension. But from an injury standpoint, it sounds like he's ahead of schedule. He already looks like he did, at least
because
according to Patrick Mahomes.
Because he got hurt so early.
Yeah, you did have time.
A lot of this is like, do we think he's going to hit the ground running again, or is there an adjustment period back for Rashee Rice? Because he's had kind of a weird run of it. He wasn't designed to be the number one wide receiver, so it took him time, Gold, in order to develop into that in his rookie season. By the end of the year, they go on to win the Super Bowl. So he's got a short off season. Comes into year 2, man's a star. Spends a month of the season looking like, or the first 3.5 weeks before he gets hurt, looking like a top 10 wide receiver, top 5 wide receiver in the NFL. Man looks unstoppable. Gets hurt. Has to rehab this entire time, but because he got hurt so early, he'll be healthy by the start, but then he will have missed a year of football on an injury that typically you would expect a wide receiver to come back from okay, but there's always the, like, are you the same level of explosiveness? Are you the same player?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to reserve that, like, 20% of doubt for me to be like, I don't want to put the world back on Rashee Rice and be like, hey, can you just be what you were week 1 last year until I see it for a few weeks? I don't want, like, Mahomes is talking about a Gold like he's just good to go, up and running. Yeah. And I feel like I want to give him the grace I feel like he should get to have 4 to 6 weeks into the regular season to, like, be back where he was last year, frankly.
Yeah, there's a chance, no doubt. I mean, when you're coming off a knee injury, that it takes some time. I do think we're not talking about somebody coming off a knee injury at the end of their college career, and then you're trying to learn the system also. Get your body right. He knows the system. He knows the role they wanted him to have. He knows how effective he was in that role before the injury. Yeah. So I would like to think that that should allow him to have a quicker start. But none of us deep down know, you know, what that is like to come back from an injury like that and immediately just go out there and play like nothing happened. Now, Mahomes saying this on yesterday, May 29th, is obviously a great sign about where he continues to go, because I still think he is the focus of this offensive passing attack. It will not be Travis Kelce. He's obviously going to play a huge role, but I think we saw last year what Rashee Rice was pacing for and in his exact role in the offense. And I think that's going to be part of the plan. It's why they ran it back with the same, you know, virtually the same wide receiver room with Worthy, Brown, and Rice. They believed in those three guys giving them a deadly passing attack. We just never saw it.
Yeah.
And
we never even got close to training
camp, we all remember play after play was down the field to Worthy and to Rice, play after play.
How many total weeks did we get? 3?
For Worthy?
It wasn't even full Worthy, health, though,
for two-thirds. What did we get? 3 weeks? Just the three playoff games?
I mean, I was thinking about having Rice and Worthy on the field. That was only up until the halfway through the Chargers game.
And then Brown got hurt
in the Jags preseason.
So we got two-thirds for 3 games, but it wasn't even like a developed Xavier Worthy. And then we got three games at the end of the year, pretty much all in the postseason of Worthy and Hollywood. So we got six games of two-thirds of their intended plan. How many points per game do you think they scored in the playoffs last year? You remember? Oh. I'm just curious how it worked with two-thirds of it. Was
20,
the offense...
20...
Was the Chiefs' like offense four, better in the first 3 weeks than it was the rest of the way? I guess that's part of where my basis of how was your plan working when you had most of the plan together? Because I would say that missing Hollywood Brown last year, in my opinion, was the smallest piece of the
I mean, they scored 23, 32, and 22 in the playoffs. The first 3 weeks of the season, 27, 26, 22.
Okay, so better probably than they were in a points per game.
Super Bowl, 22 points.
But not significantly better. And I guess actually in a lot of ways more concerning that they only scored 20 cents against Cincinnati because Cincinnati was letting up 60 to anybody at some point last year.
I think, too, and again, it's Patrick Mahomes, and based on what we talked about yesterday, you can only read so much into what he says, but he was quoted yesterday saying Rasheed had no limitations when he went through with him in Dallas. So he feels like Rasheed's all the way back in terms of comfortable, recovered. He'll be full go if he's available and not suspended in week one, by the sounds of it, at least.
Is it unreasonable to assume that this point, this team should be 28, 29 points per game next year?
I can't say that yet until I know if they have actually fixed the left tackle issue and the problems that that also presents. I can't say that yet.
28, 29 is like, that's like the sixth best offense.
I know, but
okay?
that's
like, I'm not, I didn't put him at 33 like Detroit last year.
Sure.
30,
no, but,
like
I, but I think I can't answer that until I see who the left tackle is and does that left tackle look like he's the real deal? Not to mention still even at left guard, Caliendo or Kingsley. You know, I'm not as worried about, frankly, what the wide receiver room, if they're healthy week one and all available week one, Worthy, Rice, and Hollywood. Like, I'm excited to see all three on the field together, but I'm not like, I actually do believe that works. If they're all three healthy and nobody's suspended and they're ready to go week one, like I think they're good there. But to fully execute the offense the way I think they planned on it before the injuries and everything, left tackle has to be much better. They don't have to get all pro left tackle play. I hope eventually one day maybe they get that. That'd be awesome. But that's not what anybody's asking for. Can you get above average? Would be amazing. Left tackle play, average left guard play, and that's a huge difference for what Patrick Mahomes and the offense can do.
I guess the question is, what do you think was the bigger deterrent for the offense last season in their ability to score just points? Bad left tackle play or the fact that they had no wide receivers except for Xavier Worthy?
I think it was more of the wide receiver thing, to be honest.
I kind of do, too. I think Patrick Mahomes has been in a Super Bowl with a different left tackle every single time. He's had five different left tackles in five different Super Bowls.
Sure.
So like at this point, the man can play with an average left tackle or below average left tackle. He's done that a couple of times. Now, he's lost the Super Bowls in which the left tackle play is abysmal in the actual game.
So I'm saying you just need average
but
to above average.
Games,
there's like a difference. Like, are you getting like bottom five left tackle play or are you getting 15th left tackle play? That's a big gap, clearly.
Huge. Well, yeah, huge gap. Oh, man. But they were still winning the games. It's so funny with Kingsley. They won both the games that Kingsley was getting his ass kicked.
They did.
Against, just to point out, a Cincinnati team who they held to 25.
Terrible defense.
Who scored 30 points a game last year. Terrible defense. I'm talking about what their defense
was. The Chiefs' defense came through
in
those moments.
I thought you were saying.
No, I just meant like they still won the game.
The Chiefs' offensive line, they couldn't stop Trey Hendrickson, but like that defense stunk otherwise.
Yeah, and still got to 26 somehow, which is not a bad number to get to in most games. And beat the Ravens, so it's like, I don't... Like,
and the Ravens weren't as good defensively last year as they were.
No, they weren't, but they weren't bad either. Yeah, they weren't sensey. Yeah. I don't want to lump them in with that. But it's like, I do really wonder whether or not... I don't know, man. I think it was more the wide receivers, because it's 2 years in a row that I've watched the offense kind of fail. And the year before, I didn't think their left tackle play was abysmally bad. It was mediocre. It was fine. It was what you're talking about. 15th best in the league, and the offense still didn't look good, but they were thrown to nobody. It was Rashee Rice's rookie year, and they were waiting for all this stuff to kind of come
Kadarius
together.
Tony and Sky Moore were still considered big parts of the offense.
So I kind of just feel like if Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are healthy on the field, even if it is 20th best left tackle play, I think we're going to see a serious jump in offense. Now, if it's like 10th, that's when I start entertaining I expect him to be a 30-point per game offense.
Sure.
Like, I don't know if that'll hold, but like that's when my expectation starts changing a little bit, at least based on where they were before.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.